If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of afternoons is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork.
Well, I just think there's a myriad of factors, but the biggest thing is that Tatum hasn't played like an all-star. I mean, you can't step up and play in the second round of the NBA playoffs and do what he's done the last two games, especially the other night, the second game too. I mean, just a total no-show.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a Friday afternoon. Andy Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens in our beautiful Brighton studio, powered by Verizon. A little tip of the cap, the tip of the red cap from Fitzy back there.
Yeah, it's a far from beautiful afternoon. I feel like the weather that is currently engulfing New England is emblematic of the mood of the Boston sports fan on this particular Friday.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been a great week. And because of that, we usually start off our Friday afternoon shows here with who won the week. It's been a staple for Fitzy and I going back to nights and weekends and various points in our careers here at WEEI. Mm-hmm. But it didn't really feel appropriate this week, and this is the first time we've ever done it. We're not doing who won the week. We're doing who lost the week in Boston sports because, well, it feels like there's a lot of candidates between Bill Belichick and the Celtics and different members of the Celtics, individual people contributing to their 0-2 deficit in the series with the Knicks. It feels like there's some people involved with the Red Sox that are having a tough week, whether that be Devers or the people trying to manage or motivate or cajole Devers. So I'm going to start things off, Fitzy, and you just heard it, actually. You just heard Tim Welch earlier today on Jones and Keefe with a tremendous interview with the boys, former Providence College basketball coach, and I agree with him. He's an expert witness. I am just a guy who yaps on the radio. The loser of the week in Boston sports was Jason Tatum, because whether it's local, national, fans, media, everybody is now questioning what Tatum is, what his legacy can be, will be, could be moving forward, how much he has to lose on Saturday and through the rest of the playoffs. He laid an egg in game one. He laid an egg in game two. He laid an egg with the game on the line to conclude game two. and you're getting a lot of weird conversations. And we know he hears the noise. Unlike a Belichick coach team, he absolutely hears the noise. And we also know at times he creates some of the noise with his unquenched desire to be treated as a basketball god, to be a face not only of the Boston Celtics but of the NBA, to be put on some Mount Rushmore of modern players, and you know, his fandom of Kobe and everything that he represented. And it's been a hideous week for Jason Tatum on the basketball court. And, you know, usually he bounces back from hideous performances and muddies the water at the very least with some good and bad mixed in. He's just been bad. And it is now challenging his legacy. And in doing so, he's sort of, I don't know, holding the Celtics back, pulling the Celtics down with him, with his performances. And suddenly the defending champions are on the ropes here a little bit in a series in which Terp predicted months ago, warned us months ago, that in the last six NBA champions, they don't get out of the second round. And here the Celtics are down 0-2 in the second round, thanks to Jason Tatum. So, yes, Dan Ball.
He was just in here. I think he's still taking Celtics in six.
Celtics in six. Well, he is.
Is he backed off Celtics in four yet?
It's funny how Terp has gone.
A bit. Not all the way, though.
Celtics in four. They lost a game. Oh, he said Celtics in five. Oh, they lost another game. Now it's Celtics in six. Funny how that keeps moving that goalpost.
That's what I just said to him, and he said, yeah, but they would have won if their shots had gone in.
Oh, yeah. If I was born with a 12-inch you-know-what, then I probably would be working in adult entertainment.
You don't have to. You could just be
a
guy.
Fitzy.
I could be John Hamm then. That's fine.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, or I could be, you know, my background band would be The News.
But that's like saying, you know, if I were 7 inches taller, I'd be playing in the NBA, or I would have gone and played high-level college.
Or I wasn't afraid of hanging off the side of Airbuses in the middle of the sky, I'd be Tom Cruise. I mean, what are we doing? If their shots had gone in, you know, right, I'll tell you what. Here's somebody else who gets a big fat L for the week. Everyone making excuses for everyone else in Boston sports. Knock it off. Shut up. Own your L. Move on. Carry on. Do better. Nobody wants to hear about, the Knicks had their 90th worst offensive night of the year. That's right. Actually, Andy, because we had a truncated show yesterday, we couldn't get into of the 10 different thousand analyticals of like, oh, look at this shot chart. Look at these wide open versus super wide open versus ultra deluxe super wide open threes they missed. The Knicks statistically played their worst offensive game of the entire 2024-2025 season.
Yep.
And still were able to win because the Celtics, technically, according to the nerd wizards of the hard court, played their second worst offensive night of the entire calendar year, 2024-2025 year. And I just want to hear it. You know what? If they just made a damn basket at the end and Jason Tatum didn't run into 17 people like somebody tripping out of the doorway of a Trader Joe's, then maybe they wouldn't have had to worry about all these stupid numbers and analyticals and everything. Stop making excuses. You played like garbage. You played like crap. They played like crap. Their crap was just a little less stinky than yours that night. So own it and move on.
If you want to watch the show, you can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can see Fitzy's big old bright red hat, Boston Red Sox hat. You can also join the chat where Gina_MA to AZ said, if my aunt had balls, .. Yes, that is the proper response.
Tried and true.
Yep, that is the proper response. You say, if they made their shots, that's how sports works. If I had scored more points, I would have won the game. If I had hit a home run, we would have won the game. If I had made the tackle, we wouldn't have lost.
It's very funny that Gina, who's an excellent and regular contributor in our Twitch chat, and we also welcome everybody who wants to watch on our YouTube live channel as well, that she says, you know, if my aunt had balls, .. Because I'll tell you someone else who really has balls, big, brass, well-compensated baseballs, and is my loser of the week, Andy, Rafael Devers.
Yes.
Man, guy, read multiple rooms, would you please? I mean,
no.
Your team, all your manager wants to do is ask you if you could possibly consider a switch after he asked you to make a switch earlier in the springtime because they found someone who's better at the job that you were butchering for multiple seasons in the field. You're statistically the worst third baseman in the American League, and so your team asked if it'd be cool if you could just do what you've been doing really well for over a half decade in MLB, and that's hitting. And you said, oh, okay, but only after you took your ball and your glove and your hat and your bottle of Camus and you went home and sulked about it for a while. And then you came back
And now your team has lost their interesting, also unique, mercurial first baseman who likes to paint his fingernails and sun himself shirtless in the outfield while doing yoga in the form of Tristan Casas. And your team has a crisis. And I'm starting to now think that part of the reason why this team can't get on the same page, correct the vibe, and play to their potential is because you've got sour grapes and you've just got moody doodles like freaking Rafael Devers in the room. The fact that he gets paid $30 million a year to play for the team, not just do his one thing, to be a teammate, which he is doing a rotten job of right now, Andy, and that he had the nerve of this guy to say, well, first they told me to put my glove away, so now I'm just used to and getting comfortable with this. What are they going to ask me to do next? Play in the outfield? No, because although the entertainment value would be spectacular, Rafi, nobody wants to see you in the outfield. You would make Manny Ramirez look like freaking Jim Edmonds. And on top of it all, he has double the nerve to tell Craig Breslow to hit the market and find a first baseman. If they wouldn't take the financial hit and also the hit that it would bring to their lineup, forget about trading him. I would cut him yesterday. You have got to be kidding me. In Boston, a place like this, so lunch pail, so blue collar, that loves people that come through in the clutch and do their job or actually even try to take on multiple jobs to help out a group communal effort. It's the most anti-Boston thing I think I have heard in the longest time, Hart.
Not to distract or deviate from your point, these are the two points that are going to set the stage for the rest of the show, obviously. We'll be talking about the Celtics, Jason Tatum, their struggles and what they need to do. And timing is everything in life, Fitzy. While I was listening to you on the TV behind you was a simple commercial that is poorly timed for the Jason Tatum fans out there. The Superman trailer that has Jason Tatum in a Superman shirt and them talking about Jason Tatum comes up. Maybe hold off on that in the rotation until he does something positive till maybe Saturday night if he lives up to it.
Now, you know, you have live reads and whatnot during the radio show, and those are planned, so I'm told, days if not weeks in advance.
Yeah.
These commercials are bought and scheduled days, weeks, sometimes months in advance. So there's nothing anyone in traffic at the network could have done about that.
No
bueno. That being said, Rafael Devers blew his chance to
it's
get
over.
Everybody yep. behind him. He absolutely just whizzed away his chance to get everyone behind him and say, you know what, I'll come through for my team. I'll give first base a shot. You guys will see. I'm a good fielder, and I'm an even better teammate, and I'll still smash dingers. And instead, just proves to be a sulky, sour, self-centered sourpuss. And for Jason Tatum, he has a chance to put on the super suit tomorrow in Metropolis, literally. I know there's no phone booths in Midtown Manhattan anymore, but find some place to change into your super suit. Where's my super suit? And deliver a dub for your team tomorrow in the clutch.
617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. No, we are not doing who won the week. We're doing who lost the week in Boston sports because, well, it's been that kind of week. I would actually argue, Fitzy, that Devers is the reason we changed the Friday opening segment here on WEEI Afternoons, because if he had just said, oh, you guys wanted me to play first? I'll go get my glove right now. Give me a couple days. Let me take some ground balls to get back to the swing of things. Ironically,
no.
I think people would have treated him like a hero. Yes, a hero, Rafi Devers. Mm-hmm. It would have been you on your white horse just riding in to save the day. Tristan Casas is gone. Oh, my, very strong horse. Strong back on that horse. Very strong horse, bringing him in as the savior for the Boston Red Sox. Instead, he's dug his heels in, and he has said, yeah, they told me I'm a little bit hard-headed, but no, I don't want to do it. They've gone back on their word. We'll get into some of the more details. The one thing that bothers me, Fitzy, and maybe I'm being anal here, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't consider asking him to play first base, a third position. I don't consider DH a position dramatically different than what you were doing. You were always hitting, and they told you, hey, we want you to just hit. You're just going to have a few more minutes to be in your own thoughts.
Get ready
between
to do the thing that you do the best. That's
it. Right. So this whole idea like, oh, my God, yet another position they're asking me to learn. No. There's no learning at DH. The learning is, I guess, dealing with the downtime. What do? Do you go to the cage? Do you grab a snack? I wouldn't if I were you. You do that often enough. But I would also argue now is a position change, but you wanted to play in the field. When you dug your heels in the first time, it was because you wanted to stay in the field at third base. This gives you the opportunity to go back in the field at an easier position. I don't want to hear it isn't. I've had more than enough major leaguers tell me it's, quote, a night off when they ask you to play third base.
It's not that difficult.
No, it isn't.
Steak.
It is a common transition, third base to first base. He fancies himself a good enough fielder to play Major League Baseball in the infield. So, therefore, get your butt to first base and play first base. But you're going to dig in. I also just wonder, like, is this in his contract anywhere? Like, are they not allowed to
Zero
tell
chance.
Him?
Zero effing chance.
It says only third base or DH or something?
No, the most we know is that Heim Bloom apparently, quote-unquote, guaranteed to him that he would be the third baseman. That's as far as we've seen it go.
Okay, well, he's not that anymore.
Someone else guaranteed Heim Bloom that he'd be here for years because he bought a really nice house in Newton and put his kids in very fancy schools, and now he lives in St. Louis, which, last time I checked, isn't Newton. And Andy, to this notion of, you know, versatility and coming through in the clutch when your team needs you, we just watched a member of the New England Patriots who we thought was going to get into his team's Hall of Fame next year after the greatest kicker in the history of the NFL, but who was so beloved because of his positional versatility and his willingness to do anything for the football team and possibly even die out there, Will Campbell pledge style in Julian Edelman. Guy played safety, played cornerback, played kick returner, played special teams, threw one of the most important passes in Patriot history as a converted quarterback to kick returner slash receiver, and then became one of the best receivers in recent NFL and Patriots history as well. And all Raffy Devers has to do is pick up a flipping glove and go man the post at the not hot corner for three quarters of a season.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you talk to your boy that you miss so much in Xander Bogaerts? Because you know what he had to do when he got the call up to the bigs? He had to fill in when Will Middlebrooks was having some issues in the 2013 World Series and play third base. Did he go, no, this is going to stunt my development and growth because I'm only a shortstop. I'll never do this for you, Red Sox. Oh, he was glad, did a great job, and guess what? They won the freaking title. Yet this freaking, you know, guava cake sourpuss is saying, like, no, I'm not going to do it because that's not what you guys told me. Meh. Ugh.
And the sad part here is not only is this an issue on the field, that's hindering both of these teams. Jason Tatum is not shooting well. Jason Tatum is not playing well. The Celtics are not winning. And the Red Sox need a first baseman. They have a guy who should be a clear option to go to first base. He won't do it. But they're also, Tatum and Devers, in different ways, they're affecting potentially their legacy, their relationships with the fan base, you know, the support they will get from the fan base. Because they're both, you know, barring something crazy, they're both here for the long term on very large contracts. They are supposed to be modern Mount Rushmore type guys for the city of Boston and Boston sports. And I feel like the connection, we've used that word, the connection between Tatum and fans, now the connection between Devers and fans, I feel like that connection is not a good one. It's like buffering. People aren't quite sure how they feel about their two biggest superstars, which in a weird way may create opportunity for others. This may create an opportunity for Bregman to be more popular, or Crochet to be more popular, or Durant.
Oh, Bregman couldn't. He's
be
making
more popular.
Bregman look like a discount.
And that is
every single freak. Is that, Andy, do you think even though Rafael Devers has, oh, I don't know, a quarter of $1 billion still due to him to not play first base?
Terrible
and just
contract.
Strike out on 96 mile per hour, you know, waist high fastballs regularly.
Wait, he leads also Major League Baseball in walks.
Okay, but he also still has too many strikeouts for his own good.
Yeah, leads in strikeouts as well.
Yeah, no, I was trying to be positive. That's what
he's
I
not
do.
Catching up on the heat the way he used to either. Any which way, do you think it bothers him? Not just being usurped at third base defensively. Do you think the average annual value of Alex Bregman's contract bothers Devers?
No. Probably. Yeah, so, I mean, with him, he's starting to be like, I tweeted this out yesterday when news broke that he had spoken.
I missed it.
And news broke that he had said something, I think, really dumb and detrimental to the team and problematic for both his management and also his teammates. I said, this guy, this effing guy, like, that seems to be my reaction every time he speaks. He doesn't, you said read the room. He doesn't view the world, the Red Sox, his job, his situation, in my opinion, the way most people would, or even someone who was getting advice. I keep going back to this as well. Who's advising Rafi Devers? Who's advising him to go out there and act this way, talk this way? Does he not have agents and mentors? And I'm not saying Ortiz, because if I were Devers, I wouldn't listen to Ortiz either, because I would feel like Ortiz is part of the club. He's tied at the hip with Breslow and Cora. But does he not have a buddy, an uncle, a somebody
who's like, yeah, no, it didn't go great last time, so how about we don't handle it this way? How about we kind of pussyfoot through this a little bit, say it a little bit more softly? But he didn't. He came out guns a-blazing yesterday. 617-779-7937. So we're talking about Jason Tatum, his struggles, the Celtics' struggles, and Rafi Devers, his stubbornness and unwillingness to do what's in the best interest of the baseball team and go to first base. We'll touch more on both of those up next. We'll also get to your phone calls. I see them lining up. Who lost the week in Boston sports? I think it was me because I work with Fitzy every day. Just kidding, Fitzy. Up next is Trending with Dan Ball.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox begin their six-game road trip tonight in Kansas City against the Royals. First pitch is at 7:40. Boston is 20-19, two games back of the Yankees in the American League East. It's Hunter Dobbins against Michael Lorenzen on the mound tonight, and you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. MassMutual pregame show with our guy Christian Arcand at 6:40 p.m. tonight, and Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the series this weekend. The Celtics play Game 3 of their series against the New York Knicks tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 p.m. at Madison Square Garden. Boston trails in that series 2-0. Two games on the schedule tonight. Meanwhile, Cavaliers are at the Pacers for a Game 3. Indiana's up in that series 2-0. And in the late game, the Thunder are at the Nuggets for a Game 3. That series is tied at 1. Two Stanley Cup playoff games tonight as well. The Maple Leafs are at the Panthers for a Game 3. Toronto's up 2-0. And in the late game, the Stars are at the Jets for a Game 2. Dallas is up 1-0. And from around the NFL, here is Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel on this weekend's rookie minicamp.
The whole goal of this weekend is to get them acclimated to the program that we've tried to build over 5 weeks with our players, and so that on Monday they're ready to go.
Elsewhere, the Texans and rookie wide receiver Jaden Higgins have agreed to a fully guaranteed four-year deal worth over $11 million, making him the first second-round pick in NFL history to have a fully guaranteed contract. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
They put me in this situation, you know, they told me that they didn't want to allow me to play any other position, and now, you know, I think they should do their jobs, essentially, and hit the market and look for another player. I'm not sure why they want me to be in between the way they have me now.
That was the response yesterday through a translator, Rafi Devers, about going back to the field, going to first base, maybe helping the team out in the wake of the Tristan Casas injury. And I will say this, the one thing I do kind of respect, Fitzy, about Devers is he doesn't beat around the bush. Like, he doesn't pussyfoot through, like, you know what he feels. I think y'all should go get a first baseman. Your job. I don't know why the GM's asking me. I'm not playing enough. Like, it you know, started the first time with just a no, I'm a third baseman. No. Mm-hmm. He doesn't mince words in Spanish or English or whichever language. It gets out there loud and clear for all of us.
But also, I'm not sure if you heard on the midday show that Jones was doing a little TV, and they had a Spanish translator come on to make sure that they weren't missing anything or that things didn't get exaggerated. And the translator said it actually was kind of worse than we made it out to be upon initial translation, which is not a great look. And I just keep, like, you raised the point or asked the question in the previous break. Who's giving him advice? Who's telling him this is the best course of action for you? Because that person should be summarily fired, executed, or at least blasted into the sun or sent on the next Titanic exploration mission, or put on the Blue Origin that doesn't return to Earth. Like, what a bonehead. What an absolutely boneheaded move. This isn't like, oh, Rafi's got an expiring contract, so I'll just do my thing this year, and then we'll all, agree to disagree, merrily move on and part ways at the end of the season. He's here for almost another decade, so if you want to get along with these teammates, foster relations, and endear yourselves to the fans, do something other than tell everyone to tuck it and suck it. This guy is just, I even am the one that put in our group email and text chain today, like, guys, are we sure that we're not being too harsh on Devers? Like, should we maybe look for another angle? Like, is there another side to this story? Or
the one where he says yes and plays first like a normal teammate would. Like,
I give up. Since then, I apologize. I recant.
Delete that. Recall that email or something. Get rid of that.
Why I wanted to do that segment on the show, Retake, where you get a chance to apologize for one of your takes during the week. I apologize for even putting that in our email.
Well, thank you for apologizing. I'm going to give out the phone number, 617-779-7937. You can join the conversation when one of the people that are already on the line hang up, because the lines are loaded, so let's get you involved. Greg in Lincoln, what are your thoughts on this Devers situation with the Red Sox?
Here's the other side of it, guys. I don't know if you guys realize, but Devers sucks at third base. The possible outcome for this team is for him to remain DHing. And the only problem that everyone has with it, he had the balls to say it. And I hope Cora's backing him. This is the right move, because guess what? He is the talent on this team. I want to see a winning season. And if you get rid of Devers, you get rid of Cora, you'll see how bad this team sucks. If we got to go in any direction, I'd rather fire Breslow than either of them.
All right, thanks for the call, Greg. Devers was not a good third baseman. I'm not going to argue that. My counterpoint would be Tristan Casas was not a good first baseman. So I'm not replacing a good first baseman. I just need an okay first baseman, a capable option.
I'm replacing a first baseman. Yeah. I can't have it be Cora's Miami buddy I can't even remember his name.
Romy Gonzalez?
Romy Gonzalez, yeah. And the other guy. I remember Romy Gonzalez. Nobody knows his name.
Are you talking about Abraham Toro?
Yes, I am. The guy, yes, from the famous Lawn Empire.
Be the name guy on this show. I have a terrible memory. So if you can't be the name guy, then we're going to have awkward old man conversations.
Good. You'll have to forgive me, audience, if I didn't remember the name of future Red Sox Hall of Famer Abraham Toro.
The fill-in.
The bull.
Devers thinks they want him to be the fill-in. No, Toro is the fill-in right now. That's the fill-in. Romy Gonzalez is the fill-in until he maybe comes back to reality with his batting average. They need a long-term option. It should be Devers, and he doesn't...
just a this-year option, if that's the long-term
idea. No, I meant long-term this year. I mean, you have...
Well, they also need a long-term option, because I don't think Casas is going to be playing much first base in the future at Fenway as well. And someone just needs to put on a tape of Schwarbs, Kyle from Waltham, back in September 2021, Andy, when he agreed to go over there because they needed that bat in the lineup, just like they need Devers' bat in the lineup, and he played first base. And man, did he play it on skates with two frying pans. But I'll tell you what, whenever he picked up, not enough to deter them from winning, and whenever he made a clean play, they applauded him, tipped his cap to the crowd. It was beautiful. Raffy, reconnect with your people that are calling in to criticize you now. Take over at first, you knucklehead.
Jake in New Hampshire, what are your thoughts on Devers' refusal to play first base?
Yeah, guys, for the record, I think Jason Tatum lost the week because it's playoff basketball, but that's neither here nor there. Rafael Devers is the hot topic, and I think it's despicable. I think it's absolutely despicable. And Greg from Lincoln, I think it's completely disconnected, saying that this is the star of the team. If he's the star of your team and he's telling you, absolutely not, I will not play first base, that sends a very, very negative message throughout the rest of the clubhouse. And the fact that this guy signed that big extension and this was not a character flaw that was not picked up on previously, shame on the Red Sox management for that.
Thanks for the call, Jake.
Did they know? That's a great question, Andy, or point by Jake in New Hampshire. Did the Red Sox ever really know that Devers could be so self-centered or selfish?
I got to think if you spend that much time with someone, as Cora has, as members of the organization have, the Jason Veritex of the world, that you're 8 years into this relationship, you start to realize what a guy's all about. You're on the road with him. You're playing 162. I have to think they had an inkling. And I don't want anybody to try to defend Devers here. Like, I think some people might say he's young or, you know, there's a language barrier or like this is baseball. Like, this is baseball. It's baseball in the Dominican, in Puerto Rico, in Cuba. It's baseball. You have a third baseman, a first baseman, guys moving around. And he's on a baseball team where Christian Campbell plays multiple positions, where Seydon Rafaela plays multiple positions, where guys move around. And they're asking him to make one of the most traditional position changes that you'll ever see. And that is third base to first base. So let's not, like, this whole idea they're at, because he threw it out there. What's next? Somebody gets hurt in the outfield and they're going to put me out? No, they would never do that. You're being a petulant little child. That's an Andy Hart answer when he's all fired up and he regrets it later. You're being immature with they're going to pitch me next? Well, what if Crochet gets hurt? Are they going to ask me to pitch?
Oh, like, and then next I will have to fill in for Brez, and I have to get the players.
Be less mature, Devers. Be less mature. You couldn't be. And I know something about being immature when I'm angry and in fights. I am very immature in those situations, and you are being that. Whether you regret it or not,
Yes,
it does.
Takes one to know one.
And usually I regret it later. I wonder if he regrets it. Does he wake up today and read those quotes in English and Spanish, whatever he wants to read them in, and say, oh, yeah, that when you put that in writing, it doesn't sound
when you put it that way.
I sound like a real a-hole when you put it that way.
Not a chance he does that. Not a chance he's self-aware enough, because he'll just go and count his money in his bank account, and then all of a sudden that panic goes away.
Is it money?
Dan, that's a great point. Andy, I got a feeling that when you've just got like piles of legitimate FU money that has empowered him to just feel how he wants, that's when fewer Fs are given by the day.
So he's an NBA player, essentially, because he's got the power of that massive contract, a coddled NBA-style player.
What are you going to do? Cut me? Trade me? You paid me $300 million, whether I'm a child or not. That's my money, and I'm going to do what I want with it.
Serious question, though. Are they not allowed to make him do something? Like, how does that work? I have no idea. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. We had a caller the other day that sort of brought this up, try to force his hand. Like, does it say in his contract that he only plays third base or DH? If they write him in the lineup card, batting second, playing first base, and then just wait, what happens if no one goes out to first base to start a game?
I mean, that I don't know. I feel like he would go out and maybe just ole a couple ground balls. Like, I think you're just kind of playing. It becomes a blanking contest at that point.
Yeah,
it really, that's exactly what it becomes. Like now, like there's a the potential staring contest slash game of chicken going on between the Sox and the Devers camp. And I got to tell you, this is setting a horrendous example for coaches that coaching Little League Baseball all around the Commonwealth and in Red Sox Nation. Future players on the Red Sox, like Devers got what he wanted. All he had to do was hit. They asked him to hit, and they switched him around, and they screwed with him, and then they asked him to do something else, and he said no, and they kowtowed to him. So, I mean, it's just like this is a bigger deal for the long-term health of this particular iteration of the Red Sox as well as the franchise overall, Andy.
Stiz.
I did just look it up on ChatGPT. And
this ought to go
actually,
well.
Stiz, if you want a good baseball, it's ChatMLB. Use the baseball version.
So ChatGPT says, in Major League Baseball, a player generally cannot refuse to play a specific position if it's part of their job description or the team's needs. While players may have preferences, a refusal to play a position assigned by the team is likely to result in a player being benched or facing contract consequences.
Well, I don't want to bench him. I want him to face contract consequences. That second part, ChatGPT, is what I would need. Dan Ball.
I also think the guy in the middle of this, Alex Cora,
yeah,
wants nothing to do with putting him at first base or having to deal with any of this. Notice in the interview, well, because they already went through this with the designated hitter. So now you go back down to Alex. This is Craig Breslow talking. Going back down to Alex and say, okay, you know how we just went through all of this and you finally massaged his ego here? Now you got to go back, call him into your office and send him to first base. And I don't think Alex Cora wants anything to do with that conversation, which is why you only heard Breslow be mentioned in that interview.
Then Alex Cora doesn't want to do what's in the best interest of the Boston Red Sox, because I've never spoken with Craig Breslow a day in my life, and I didn't need Craig Breslow to come tell me, hey, you should probably bring up the idea of Devers going to first. I bring up the idea of Devers going to first because it's the most obvious solution to the problem at hand for the Boston Red Sox in the middle of the season. So if Alex Cora can't see that, then he is not nearly the manager I thought he was.
Well, I mean, that's subjective.
So
what you think is best for the Red Sox is not necessarily what Alex Cora, who deals with Raffy the person.
So he's afraid of Raffy.
No, he's
trying. So this is about Raffy the person.
He's trying to massage the ego of a guy who's immature.
So it's about Raffy. It's not about the Boston Red Sox. I thought Alex Cora managed the Boston Red Sox and was supposed to do what was in the best interest of the Boston Red Sox.
Raffy's on the Boston Red Sox.
No, I know, but
that's a part of the equation.
Massaging his ego shouldn't be the issue here. Making Raffy feel good shouldn't be the issue. It should be putting the best baseball team on the field to help catch the Yankees, win baseball games, and not ruin a season that started out once promising with a lot of talent and confidence with the baseball team.
But they're professional athletes. You've been around them for years.
I have.
They have egos. Isn't that part of the job description of a coach or a manager to deal with the egos of the players?
To get them to do what you need them to do. I don't think Alex Cora is getting him to do what he needs him to do, and what he needs him to do is play first base. We'll talk about this with Ted Johnson when he gets here at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, because he praises Bill Parcells for being the master manipulator, the best button pusher that ever walked the planet. It seems like the Red Sox need Bill Parcells. They need him to push whatever button, wherever the hell it is, find it, with Raffy Devers, the button that makes him want to play first base and do what's good for the baseball team.
And maybe Ted can finally tell us the real story behind when Belichick asked him to be tight end at the goal line, and he said no, and then so Mike Vrabel took over and got all those touchdowns.
Is that true?
No.
Oh. I was buying it there for a minute. I thought you were bringing something to the table. I
It would be kind of funny, though, if we just kept that as a show rumor and then we asked him about it.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Ken in the car, what are your thoughts on Devers, Ken?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show as always.
Thank you, Ken. My
whole take on the Devers thing is basically just be a team player like everybody wants you to be. Play first or just stay at DH. But it's like, hey, you got to just basically stay part of the team. And now you're talking to a translator and you're kind of degrading Craig Breslow, and then you're showing the clubhouse like, you know, like it's a team sport. So be at first, be a team player. That's what I'm just trying to get at. If not, the team should just call up Roman Anthony and he'll probably play first, as much as they don't want to do that. So that was my take on the whole Devers situation.
Thanks
Appreciate
for the call,
Ken. You know what? A great idea, Andy. You know what they do? If Devers is just going to be a baby about it,
send him to Worcester.
Yes. Call up Roman Anthony and send him to Worcester.
Stiz, don't shake your head. Why are you shaking your head?
That. He's playing well right now. You don't want him.
Yeah, just pass him through waivers and gamble that 29 other teams won't take his contract.
Oh, excuse me?
What?
If anybody wants to take his contract, I'll give it to him right now. if I could unload that albatross of a contract right now, because that's going to go down as potentially one of the worst contracts they've signed. That is a terrible contract right now. You have a guy who's not that.
I would do it, Dan.
He can't hit a mid-90s fastball. He walks or strikes out all the time and refuses to do what the manager at, or general manager, because the manager apparently hasn't really asked him to do it yet. I would give him away in an absolute heartbeat. 617-779-7937. Continuing to take your phone calls, reaction to Rafi Devers' displeasure with Craig Breslow and lack of desire to play first base for the Red Sox. That's up next here on WE.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
EEI Afternoons.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I always said that time is our best friend in situations like this, and you know, there's two reasons. Tristan got hurt Saturday, you know, and we got some capable players. Romy's having a good season. Toro, you saw him yesterday. He put some good at bats. So I'm not saying we'll never have that conversation, but I think for now where we at, I like Rafi as a DH. I like him as my DH. You take away the first weekend of the season, he's been one of the best hitters in the big leagues, and he's doing an outstanding job.
I hate this rejoin. It's the worst rejoin in radio, Nick Fitzy Stevens. It makes everybody uncomfortable. There's awkward silence.
And that's not just us at the dinner table.
Stop screwing with me, Stiz. 617-779-7937. We're taking your phone calls. We're going to ignore that open. Taking your phone calls and your anger on Rafi Devers and his lack of desire to play first base. The lines are loaded, so let's get back at it. And I do see something, Fitzy, that I wanted to see. Somebody to attempt to do this.
Oh, please be the worst made-for-TV movie on the baseball channel, Defending Devers.
Defending Devers, Dave in Boston. What's up?
So you guys want to take someone who is statistically one of the worst fielders at his position, and you think, what, putting him over at another position, that, like, that's going to solve everything?
Yeah,
he's going to suck at first base, and, like, then you guys are going to be all pissed off then. And, nope. Like, what is wrong with you guys?
Well, so a lot. How much time do you have?
But that's your simple defense, is he sucks at any position, so don't put him there. First of all, he doesn't have to throw at first base.
Dude, you got to do a lot more than just catch the ball. Have you ever played baseball?
I have played baseball, Dave. I've also talked to multiple major leaguers who've played baseball and said it's, quote, a night off when they move you to first base.
All of whom were good fielders, right. But I digress.
Well, this guy is not a great fielder.
No one said he is.
He doesn't fit the bill for first base. Why put him over there?
Well, let me ask you.
Sorry, I dropped Dave because he was annoying me with his tone and arrogance and ignorance. What were you going to ask him, though?
I was going to ask him how come Devers was able to play third base for so long before they decided to find a superior defensive replacement.
Dan Ball, could you also do me a favor and effort to get number of throwing errors for Rafi Devers? Because I think that's part of this conversation. Yes, first base is easier to play. It just flat out is. Apparently Dave has not played baseball. Maybe that was one of those rhetorical questions he was asking.
How do you all would automatically assume that he's just going to suck over there? No, he's digging in his heels out of principle, not out of ability. And I had a friend who was listening on the Odyssey app out in L.A. send me a text during the commercial break, to which I'll abbreviate, hey, just saw your thing on Twitter about Devers. It's a striking difference from what we have here in L.A. You know, this guy by the name of Mookie, this is also someone who was raised in Newton, so diehard Sox fan. Mookie will play anywhere you ask him to and does it really well. God, I wish the Red Sox could have a guy like that. That's only making Devers look worse. Well, I mean, that Mookie playing, period, and playing really well will always make the Red Sox look worse. But the fact that Mookie Betts is like, where do you need me? Shortstop, second base, DH, concessions, marketing, outfield. I got it. And he does it at a really high level. Devers won't go play the not hot corner. Get out of here.
Mikel B1 in the Twitch chat, Fitzy, said $30 million a year is not a bad major league contract. It's one of 19 that are over $30 million average annual value. So to me, that's a pretty big contract.
It's also a 10-year deal guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Dan Ball.
In his career, 141 errors, which is wild. Of those, 70.
How many?
141. Of those, 75 are fielding errors and 66 are on the throw.
So almost half of them are throwing errors. And you would reduce the number of throws that he'd be making.
Reduce, not eliminate, but
no,
reduce.
Not eliminate, but significantly reduce.
Sure.
If they hit it to third, you almost always have to throw, unless there's, I guess, a runner on
second.
You
are also, however, adding more fielding opportunities to him because he's involved in every ground ball.
Sure, but I think he can catch. I don't, and I also watched the other guy just drop routine throws, Tristan Casas, just flat out drop routine throws. I continue to go back to that. You're not replacing a great first baseman. You're replacing
not JT
Tristan Casas. Right. No, you're replacing Tristan Casas, who has not played a great defensive first base over the last 2+ years.
So are we trying to solve first base, or are we just trying to put another Band-Aid on the position for like they've done for a decade?
You're taking the best options you have and trying to pick that one. And I believe the most obvious best option, especially when you have another aspect of this that you mix in, is you have a $19 million DH who's not playing anywhere and he's healthy enough to hit. Who is a 280 major league hitter? Is that face?
Maybe
is that
he can play first.
No, he can't.
Why?
Because he's hurt. And he's short. He's too short. And Devers would be fine at first. Like, this whole idea that he sucked at third, so he'll suck at first, I don't get that assumption. 617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in one more phone call. Let's go to, Fitzy, it's your favorite movie, but it's D.C. this time. Justin in D.C. defending Devers. What's up, Justin?
Gentlemen, Devers deserves some blame, but I'm hearing you folks say he needs to be DFA'd. This is the worst contract potentially in Red Sox history, and you're getting me worked up in a lather, so good job, I guess. I think it all comes down to he will eventually play first, but if Craig Breslow did his job, none of this would have happened. It's clear that Devers hates Breslow, not only because of the disrespect about promising him he would never have to move off of third in the offseason when there were Arenado and Bregman rumors, and then making him move off of third, telling him once he moved off of third, he could throw away his glove and he would never have to play first base or any other infield position because he's a DH. But also, if you look at his comments, Breslow created a horrible team last year, didn't address the pitching, Devers spoke out about that. This offseason, Breslow didn't address the bullpen. The rotation sucks. You guys and everybody on WEEI is overrating this team. Devers sees that this team sucks, is not going to make the playoffs, and even if they do make the playoffs, they're a first-round exit. So 4 of the 5 last years, this guy hasn't made the playoffs. He's wasting away in his prime. The front office is lying to him, and the team, quite frankly, sucks.
All right, thanks for the call. Sorry to repeat the fact that they suck. I don't personally think they suck. I think they have upside, and I think they have more upside with Rafi Devers playing first base. I think they could suck if their $30 million DH fractures
the clubhouse and fractures the team and frustrates teammates. We'll get into that a little bit later with Ted Johnson. He's been in a professional locker room. He's had players be asked to do things maybe they did or did not want to do. Maybe he himself has done things he did or did not want to do. We'll talk about that. Ted Johnson joins the fun. And we also have 3-Point Stance up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.